The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a brand new product for myself and St. Peter.
Yeah.
Brand new DVD Blu-ray set that's going to get you those abs you've always wanted.
That's right, Jesus.
You need to call 1-888-CROSS-ABS.
Yeah.
That's right, 1-888-CROSS-ABS. Who had the best abs in history?
You did.
I did.
That's right.
When I was up on that cross.
Yeah.
I had an 8-pack, son. An 8-pack. You might not think that's possible, but it is.
Pack of 8.
Because I had one up on that cross. I'm going to show you
get that shit.
How to get Stoner Jesus's cross abs.
Yeah.
I got St. Peter here with me.
That's right.
Cross.
Right.
Peter is going to nail me to the cross for the purposes of this infomercial just to show you all what it takes.
That's right.
You gotta dig deep if you want those abs.
Deep.
You want those abs all the bitches will like.
Bitches.
You got to get
deep
Stoner Jesus's cross abs. 1-888-CROSS-ABS.
Get that shit. Yeah.
Lay down here.
Yeah, lay down there,
all right,
Jesus.
Peter, you ready?
I'm ready, Jesus.
All right.
Let's go.
Peter's going to nail my hands to this cross, and then we're going to put it upright. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Get nailed to a cross, step one. Set it upright, step two.
There
maybe you
go.
Want to sink in some concrete. Maybe you have some kind of stand. Whatever you need to keep it up.
Up.
If you know what I'm saying. I'm talking about the cross, not your penis. You fucking perverts. You ready, Peter?
I'm ready. Jesus.
Just take the nail in there and get it started.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best way
here we go.
To get the abs that you need.
No!
God!
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. That's so painful.
I don't think it's all the way in, Jesus.
Holy crap. Is it done, Peter?
No, it's not all the way in,
oh,
Jesus.
Oh, okay. We'll give it one more whack.
Let's do it
again. I think
it'll
go all the way through.
Whack it again.
Just go ahead. Just go.
Oh! There we go. Well,
God. Well, oh, my God.
I'm not sure it's all
that hurts so bad.
I'm not sure it's all the way in there, Jesus.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of blood.
Oh, holy it is.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Blood is everywhere.
That is a lot of blood.
Oh, my God.
Give it one more good whack, Peter. Make sure it's...
Okay, here we go, Jesus.
Whew, I'm starting to sweat.
Here we go.
That's the key. You got to feel the burn.
Feel the burn.
You start to feel the sweat.
Yeah.
From the pain.
Here we go.
This motherfucker's not even up yet. I'm already feeling it.
Yeah.
In my abs as they clench.
Apex.
And writhing pain. Give one more whack, Peter.
Here we go. Oh, God. There we go.
Fuck. Shit. Fuck. God damn.
I think that did it, Jesus.
Holy shit. Oh, you got to feel the burn.
Feel the burn.
Working at my abs.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking 8-pack by...
Pack of 8.
By summer.
Yeah.
By bikini weather.
Yeah.
Do the other...
Bikinis. Here we go. Let's go to the other one.
Do the other hand, Peter. Get the other hand.
I'm going here.
We got to do this shit right. We're selling a fucking... DVD, 1-888 cross abs. Get the DVD. It's
all right.
It's only $4.20. It's right there, Peter. Go ahead. Just
here we go.
Whack the motherfucker in there.
Here we go.
It's $4.20 plus $29.95 in shipping and handling. Although right now the amount of pain I'm in, I'm thinking I may need to raise that price. Go ahead.
Let's go.
Let's get it started, Peter. Just give it a one good whack. Just fucking just haul off and whack that mother. Oh,
there we go.
Well, God.
Oh, it's not in.
Son of a bitch.
Not in, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Not all the way.
Oh, my God. What?
It's not in.
Oh, it's not in.
It's not in all the
God,
way.
God, hit it again.
Oh, here we go
hit
again.
Hit it again, man. The fucking cameras are rolling. Come on.
Let's do it.
It's a DVD, Blu-ray.
Feel the pain.
Cross abs. You want great fucking abs or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Fucking hit it, man. Come on.
Here we go. Yeah, there we go. Feel the burn.
Bitch.
Feel the burn, Jesus.
Oh, my God. I am pouring sweat now.
Yeah.
I can feel my abs clenching. I can feel the...
Yeah.
Feel the fucking burn. You feel it, man. No pain, no...
You feel it.
No pain and... What's the rest of that saying? I don't know.
I'm not sure, Jesus.
Man, that's a lot of blood.
It really
is.
Should
we get something like sop it up or something? I don't...
No, I don't know.
I don't know, Peter's...
I don't really have anything around
here.
Is it in there? I think I could do it again, Jesus.
Holy fucking shit. Okay, hit it again, Peter.
Okay, here we
go. Just put some fucking gumption into it, you old bastard. You're not getting the fucking nail all
over. Hey, I'm doing as hard as I can.
Go through my hand and the wood.
I know.
We're not even part till we get the cross upright yet. Come on.
I know.
Just whack it. Go ahead.
I know how to fucking nail somebody to a cross. Yeah, that's right.
Jesus.
I think it's in now.
Fucking Christ.
Oh, God.
You sounded like me.
Oh,
God. You sound like me, Jesus.
Shut up, Peter. Shut up.
Hey, man, calm down.
Oh, the sound of your voice is born like, into my head like a caterpillar with like big teeth and just like chewing into my brain.
What?
Oh my God. Yeah, that's a lot of blood.
You're bleeding a lot, Jesus. A lot, a whole lot.
I'm starting to feel lightheaded, man. We can get the fucking cross up here. Come
on.
Okay.
Come
on, you gotta pick it up.
Get it up. Here we go.
You gotta pick it
up,
son.
Come on, I'm trying.
It's not that goddamn heavy.
Here we go.
And just lean it against the wall or something. Fucking cameras are rolling, man. Come on. Pick it up, you fucking dumb bastard. You
stop
dumb
berating
fucking
me while I'm trying to.
I can't help you. I'm nailed to a goddamn
up,
cross.
I know. I'm not stupid, Jesus. I know you can't help me. Shut the fuck up. I'm going to try to do this.
No pain, no acceleration or something, whatever it is, man. I'm feeling the pain. I'm feeling it in my abs. These are going to be kick-ass abs.
This is really fucking heavy.
Son, these are going to be kick-ass fucking abs.
Kick-ass is...
Peter, just lift it up.
It's fucking heavy, man.
What the fuck
man.
Is wrong with you?
It's fucking heavy.
Oh, my God. Oh,
bastard.
My God. I'm...
Goddamn.
I'm woozy. Yeah. My hands are so fucking bad. I am woozy. I'm going to need a tetanus shot, I believe. Peter, just
it's
pick the
easy.
Fucking cross at me and come on.
I'm trying, motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
You have my back.
Peter, just fucking get it done, man. Just.
Oh, my God, Jesus.
Eight.
Quit fucking yelling at me. I'm trying to pick this motherfucker up.
Something. Abs.
It's heavy.
Cross abs. Cross abs. You want your cross abs. Call
cross
the
abs.
Number that I said earlier.
You
just
want
do
eight
it.
Eight
just.
Cross abs.
Wow, man. This is really... Just pick it up, Peter. God damn.
Oh, my God, Jesus, I'm trying.
So bad. Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Holy shit.
So bad.
Holy shit.
It's so bad. Cross abs.
Oh, my God, I can't pick it up, Jesus.
Nice abs. Get them.
I can't pick it up, Jesus.
Cut. Just fucking cut. Get these fucking nails up here. I'm losing a lot of blood. I think I'm going to need medical...
God.
Attention.
Okay.
Quit trying to pick up the goddamn cross.
Okay.
You
okay,
you,
I'm
quickly.
Done. I'm done. God
you can't
it.
Do it. You can't do it. Just
fuck
get the
you.
Fucking nails out.
Fuck you.
I said cut. Go turn off the goddamn
oh
camera,
God,
Peter.
Turn it off. God damn
you're
it. Leave me
fucking
alone.
Worthless.
God damn
oh,
it.
Oh, man. If I didn't have two big fucking holes in my hand, I would strangle you.
Oh, fuck you.
This is kind of cool.
You can put your weed in there.
Stone is Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no fags in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Ah, hell yeah, son. Words are indeed my shit. Welcome, everybody, to Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 9. We're doing it live on November 25th, 2019. It's technically our Thanksgiving episode, but I really don't have any Thanksgiving shit to bring to bear, so I'm sorry about that. I've got other stuff. It's not Thanksgiving related. I'm sorry. I do my best. In any case, hope you enjoy what we have planned. We're live on many places, on many platforms, on Twitter and Periscope at StonerJesus420. The StonerJesus420 on YouTube, StonerJesus420 Twitch on Twitch, the StonerJesus page on Facebook. We did a little pre-game, pre-show on Instagram. That's StonerJesusPix, P-I-X on Instagram. I know, it's a bunch of different names. I'm linked to all social media networks. I'm a fuck up. It's fine. Stop berating me. It's my show. Give me some fucking slack. All links to the social media networks. I gotta get my TikTok link up there. That's right, I'm on TikTok now, too. Can you imagine that shit? All links, except the TikTok link, which I'll get up there when I remember, at stonerjesus.net. All information on the show at stonerjesus.net. If you're on Facebook, search Disciples of Stoner Jesus for our group for the show on Facebook. You want to email the show, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. As I said, we're on all these live platforms. You can tweet me at stonerjesus420 during the show. I will try to check that out. I'm trying to monitor platforms as I can. I got YouTube up. For like chat rooms or whatever, but I can pull up Twitch, then You just can't stream that many videos on this laptop on the Wi-Fi at the same time I'm doing the show. It's just too much. So I can only do so much. So if you really want to get a hold of me during the show, tweet me at StonerJesus420. Right now I have the Periscope feed up there because that's where most people are watching. It doesn't matter. In any case, as I said, there's a lot of shit going on tonight. Meth fessers, the fart, the school bus prank, TikTok videos, new voicemail from St. Peter. Yeah, that's right. A new voicemail from St. Peter. Also, Would You Rather Holidays editions. The polls are ending on Twitter right now, live. I got some screenshots about 20 minutes ago of the results. We'll talk about that as well. Hell yeah. Oh yeah, see another theme song. Wow, I hit that right at the end. Right at the end. Bam. Professional broadcasting person. After all of these years, I did it, everybody. Anyway, before we get to all the other stuff I just mentioned, quick story, background, you know, with the show or whatever. About a week and a half ago, I forget when it was. It's been a while now. I woke up one morning and tried to get on Twitter, as I do. And they said to me, "Hey, are you Stoner Jesus? Because we don't think you are. There's been some suspicious activity from this account." I don't know what that suspicious activity would be. It's me. It's me. There's videos all over the place. They're all me. All the audio is me. This is it. It may not be enough. You may not like it. But this is what you get when you visit StonerJesus420 on Twitter. Home of 140,000 followers. It used to be more. Twitter did some kind of purge. Got like 8,000 followers out of my shit. In any case, it doesn't matter. Back to the task at hand, or at least the task at hand about a week and a half ago. It says there's been some suspicious activity on your account. We have a problem. We're going to call you with this phone number, and you can get back into your account. Problem is, I recently changed that phone number, but did not change that phone number within my Twitter account. Didn't give me the option for the email. I don't know why. Just not, no other options. Just, hey, we're going to call you with this number. Well, I don't have that number anymore. I don't know who does. It's not me. So you can't call me and give me a code for confirmation because it's not me. But they gave me no options for emails, nothing. So I had to email Twitter support. I had to get on StonerJesusNet, which is my backup Twitter account. Tweet at them, post videos saying, hey, look, it's me. It's me. This is me. Not a lot of people look like this, for better or worse. So give me my account back. There's like three or four days. Twitter support finally got back to me in email, unlocked my account, said you were flagged as spam. You were misflagged, I guess. You were misconstrued as spam. So I'm back in my Twitter account, at StonerJesus420. Got the backups, you know, the phone number, the email. Hopefully all that shit works next time something like that happens. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, StonerJesus420 on Twitter, StonerJesusNet as well. Social media links at StonerJesus.net. Now, like I said, St. Peter voicemail coming up. Also, Would You Rather Holidays edition. We start the night with meth fessers.
The idea of a chemistry professor making meth isn't just the premise of the hit show Breaking Bad. Cops say it also happened in real life. And now two college chemistry teachers have been arrested, charged pretty much with doing the same thing. Here's Les Trent.
Chemistry is the study of matter.
America's notorious chemistry teacher Walter White from TV's Breaking Bad now allegedly has a real-life rival. In fact, two of them. These chemistry professors face charges of manufacturing methamphetamine right in the college science labs at Henderson State University in Arkansas. In an interview in 2014 for the college newspaper, one of the accused professors, Bradley Rowland, was actually referred to as Henderson's Heisenberg. Heisenberg being the alias used by Bryan Cranston's character in Breaking Bad.
Say my name, Heisenberg.
I thought it was a great show.
In the interview, Rowland actually praised Breaking Bad.
What it has really done is it has gotten a whole new young generation interested in chemistry. The science in the show was spot on. I think it was fantastic in that regard.
He himself seemed quite knowledgeable of the exact chemistry.
Former student Jacob Lankford interviewed Rowland.
When you look back on it, you must be going, what the heck?
Yeah, I looked at the photograph and I said, you got to be kidding me.
What the heck? Yeah, hindsight's 2020. I mean, obviously this guy, was a big fan. It's not, there's really no way to know that he was going to try to duplicate what happened on the show. It's weird, too, because with shows like that, you know, things didn't go too well. I mean, spoiler alert, things didn't go too well for Heisenberg when all was said and done. So, it's not, they weren't exactly glamorizing the life of chemistry professor turned meth kingpin. In any case,
Boland and his chemistry colleague Terry Bateman have been placed on administrative leave.
It is fascinating, really.
Both professors have pled not guilty.
So there you go. Your local neighborhood friendly meth fessers. I mean, they didn't say, but they, in the show, he like had cancer. There was something major that precipitated his descent into like, hey, you know, hey, making meth might be a good idea. Maybe I could do that. These guys were just like, hey, that's a cool show. Let's make some meth. I don't know. I mean, it's one way to go, I guess. In any case, moving on. I just stopped the little scroll at the bottom. It's annoying me. It's like it's screwing up the video, and oh, it's either going. I think it's going too slow. Maybe it needs to go faster. I don't know. Maybe I'll tinker with it in the break. In any case, a lot of you probably saw this. I don't care. It's fucking hilarious for many, many reasons. It's the fart.
Chris, so far, the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from Republicans all last week was that you don't have anyone who heard the call. Chris, so far, the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election. And the complaint that I've heard from Republicans all last week was that you don't have anyone who heard the call.
So there you go. Eric Swalwell, or whatever the fuck his name is, Eric Coleslaw, he farted on live television. And first of all, it was impressive that he kept going with his talking points because they're so ingrained in his memory. MSNBC tried to say later that someone was sliding a coffee cup across the desk. If you listen, it's not that. He farted. There's the pause, the little grimace, the movement, and then the continuation. And I mean, it was so funny because I saw him a couple days later during the impeachment hearings, and he's asking serious questions of this woman who's testifying. And I'm thinking to myself, this entire time, she's thinking, this guy who's asking me questions is the same guy who farted live on MSNBC. And for the rest of his life, people are going to pretend when they talk to him that they don't know that. They're going to look at him and have serious conversations with this man, pretending that they don't know that he farted on live television, and that they are both avoiding that fact during the conversation. I mean, his fame is cemented. I mean, if I could do something like that, if you let me promote my show, I will come on MSNBC. I'll shit on the floor. I don't care. We'll drop a fucking deuce right on the floor next to that Lawrence O'Donnell dude. And Chris Matthews can come through with a fucking push broom and push it off the stage. I don't care. I'll do it right now. This next video, many of you may have seen this prank. This bus driver stops on the side of the street, throws what appears to be a child off the bus, and people start freaking the fuck out. It went viral. Well, there's a guy named Daniel Jean, maybe Jean, I don't know, J-E-A-N, Daniel John Jean 56. I'm going to go with Jean. Daniel Jean 56, just for simplicity. I have no idea. But go follow him on YouTube, because this was, as you'll see with this video, I'm going to play the first part of the video with some of the background, then we'll fast forward to the actual prank at the end, for those of you who haven't seen it. A lot of work went into this. A lot of planning, a lot of, yeah, they got a fucking school bus, they got all kinds of shit going on. So it deserves... A lot of videos that go out there, they don't deserve their viral fame. They're fucking dumb. But this was planned and executed well. Daniel Jean 56 on YouTube.
No, this is for YouTube, real quick. It's behind the scenes also with this. I'm going to be talking.
Huh? Yeah, it don't matter.
Yeah, you're talking now?
No, we talked this thing to do. So, usually, I like him. So I'm not going to really throw him off the bus that hard.
If I ain't like him, I'd have picked him up and threw him off the bus. That would have really made more sense, but... So now we just got everything prepared to make this dope video. So he's a school student that's getting on my...
The kid is a little person, a midget, if you will. Full-grown adult who's consenting to being thrown off this bus for the purposes of a prank, but they're, for those of you not watching the video, they're all the midgets dressed up as a child and as a big hood. So the whole time it looks like that this bus driver stopped the bus and threw a child violently off the bus onto the concrete. And naturally, people, freaked the fuck out. Afterwards, obviously, they thought it was, crazy and hilarious and whatnot. But anyway, there's more behind the scenes of it.
Fucking nerves. So I'm the angry bus driver who just fed up, had enough of him. And I'm not even gonna walk him out and stop him and throw him off the bus.
Oh my God.
So people are gonna get mad watching this shit, you know what I'm saying? So he gotta make sure, he gotta cover your head.
Put his little hood on. You can't tell it's a little person.
Now it's adult. Now you look like a kid.
And the way we got to shoot it.
And he look like a badass kid from the back.
Yeah.
Like a badass kid. So we're doing it from this angle. Because we can't ever show the face until the end. After she starts screaming at me, everybody gets in my face. I start arguing. That's when they're going to show his face after. Oh, shit. That's a fucking grown-ass guy.
Well executed.
That's a grown-ass man.
It's a man. I don't know if it's a grown-ass man. little midget humor. Yes, Marion, you Miranda and Periscope saying it was a dwarf. A dwarf is also an acceptable term, I do believe. Not that I speak for the little people community, I'm just saying. Do a little dry run, throw him off the bus.
You know what? Hey, listen, this one gotta be like.
Anyway, well, fast forward some. Go up to the part where they're actually. It's actually happening. Let me get it right about there. Here we go.
I'm in, driving this shit right here. I'm trying to find where there's more people. Boom.
Like I said, for those of you who missed it, this is the actual prank. Of course, you got somebody there ready to video it. This box is shit out. Now, I don't know if that woman is with him or that's someone who ran up. I think some of them are supposed to be with him to kind of get shit going. I'm not quite sure. They didn't turn the camera around for that I know of, but it still is fucking great. That woman looks like the chick from Martin. It was his girlfriend's friend. He's going to turn over slowly. And the big reveal. They pick him up. He's an adult. She's screaming, "You need to go to jail." That's pretty good. That's pretty good shit. Before we go to a break, I'm going to show this TikTok shit on TikTok. As you see there, if you're watching the video, Stoner Jesus TikTok. Just for stupid little videos and the quick editing capabilities. And it's something I can use on the show. And if some were to catch fire and a lot of people saw it, well, so much better for the show. The videos really don't transfer well to this right here. So I'm very big and very wide. And you can see. Well, here's a perfect example. Here is my first ever video on TikTok. At Stoner Jesus TikTok. This is my first TikTok. So there you go. It took me like 5 minutes to make. For this 14 seconds of greatness. I like this one a little bit better. It's, like I said, it's dumb shit. Yeah, it's called The Stoner Jesus Show. That sounds dumb. Yeah, well. So. I did one more. I did one more. A longer form one. One that's, I guess, had more production value. Not really. It's just longer. It was longer. There's more of a more thought put into it, I guess, slightly. More of a build up for the joke at the end. I don't know. Doesn't really matter. We got a St. Peter voicemail coming up. A new one. Also, the holidays poll. The Would You Rather holidays poll on Twitter. Talk about those results coming up. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 9. A lot of stuff going on. At Stoner Jesus 420 on Twitter and Periscope are live in many, many places right now as we speak. StonerJesus.net for social media links, past episodes. Anything you want to know about the show, StonerJesus.net. Go retweet, share. If you want to tweet me during the show, at StonerJesus 420. Email the show, StonerJesus420@gmail.com. You know the drill. New voicemail from St. Peter. Coming up, Dick Nuggets, stay tuned.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing, so are we. Grow with us, CannabisRadio.com.
Pear Savant speaks to patients, advocates, and professionals to keep you informed on all the latest trends and advancements in the medical cannabis industry on Alternative Talk, presented by AlternativeVibes.com. Tuesdays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches, allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive.
This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 9. It's November 25th, 2019. As we do it live, of course, Thanksgiving is coming up. I guess this is kind of the Thanksgiving special, but as I said before, really don't have any Thanksgiving-related shit to do. Surely can't call it Thanksgiving special. In any case, we are here. We are live on various platforms: Twitter, Periscope, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. Streaming live thanks to Restream. Thank you, Restream, for allowing us to do that. I can do a variation of that with the broadcasting software that I have, but it's much easier and with much less streaming problems, or less, at least as far as I know, less streaming problems on the user end than it would be if I went through my broadcast software. Coming up, we have the results of the holidays Would You Rather polls on Twitter, all information to show, of course, stonerjesus.net, various social media platforms, and we're now on TikTok, Stoner Jesus TikTok. We're doing the giveaway on Twitch, so Stoner Jesus 420 Twitch on Twitch. Again, I know it's a lot of different screen names and whatever. I'm very late to these things. Again, I don't have Stoner Jesus on Twitter. I was one of like the first 50,000 users on Twitter, but there's already a Stoner Jesus. I had to be Stoner Jesus 420. And this has gone downhill from there. The Stoner Jesus 420 on YouTube, because I forgot my password to Stoner Jesus 420 on YouTube. Stoner Jesus Pics on Instagram, PIX. It's dumb. So dumb. Anyway, speaking of dumb, as I segue as a professional broadcaster would if I were one of those things. A new voicemail from St. Peter. As you know, St. Peter's not been here for a while. He's not been in studio. And he's been out west and doing things. And there's been like a few dozen voicemails and text messages and just all kinds of stuff. Just a lot of communication for someone who's not here. But he's been communicating less nowadays. Last two voicemails were accompanied actually by parody songs that he had made. And apparently when he blacked out, he references that in the call, but apparently he wants to give us an update. He's under the impression that there's some sort of clamoring, if you will, of fans wanting to know what St. Peter's doing. As I mentioned before, I'm not privy to that. I haven't noticed that at all. But that's okay. It's okay. St. Peter, still good to hear from, I guess. So here, without further ado, a new voicemail from St. Peter.
Hey. Hey, Jesus. Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. What's been going on, man? It's been a long time since I called you. Left a voicemail or whatever, and you're probably wondering. Everybody like that listens to the show has probably been emailing you and texting you and like calling you and saying, hey, what happened to St. Peter? Where's St. Peter? Where'd he go? What's going on with St. Peter? You've probably been flooded or inundated with requests as to, you know, how I'm doing or whatnot. So here's an update. I don't have any more blackout songs. That kind of sucks. I guess it was just the two that I did. I haven't woken up. You know, I've been taking lots of drugs and pills and cough syrup and drain cleaner and all kinds of shit, and I haven't blacked out to the point where I made another song yet. So, you know, when I do, you'll be the first to get it. Jesus, play on the show, new parody song or whatever. The blackout album. It's a two song. So far anyway, Jesus, I got a new job. I wanted to give you an update on my new job. I'm living like in a rural area. Like I'm living in like a rural area, and then I got this job. It's actually pretty cool, Jesus. I've been I drive around this truck. Yeah, I'm driving. I believe that shit. They let me drive, and I go around to like where they tell me that like, you know, dead animals are on the road, and I get this big spatula looking thing. I slide right under them and pop them right off the road and throw them in the back of the truck. And I mean, they even let me keep like whatever ones I want for like, you know, food or clothing or whatever. It's like they didn't even care. They didn't keep any carcass at all, Jesus. It's like any of them. It's like one of the perks of the job besides, you know, what they pay me and getting to drive around and commune with nature. It's really, really, it's really peaceful. Jesus, with the birds and the babbling brooks and the sound of the metal spatula as I scrape it along the asphalt under, the dead animal carcass or whatever. That, it's kind of like that. I'm not very good at sound effects, Jesus. Kind of like that. I guess I am pretty good at sound effects, actually. Anyway, Jesus, that's what's been going on with me and communing with nature and scraping dead animals off the road. And no new parody songs yet. I hope things are going well with the show or whatever. I really don't get a chance to listen. I'm really busy with stuff and drinking and drugging and whatnot. I really don't get a chance to listen or I understand you're doing like video now. I'm not sure what the point of that is. Nobody wants to see that shit, Jesus. But he's to each their own. As they say, to each their own. And, maybe some people want to look at you and your dumb face. In any case, Jesus, I don't get a chance to watch you anymore or anything, so. So there's an update for the fans who have been clamoring to know what's been going on with St. Peter. That's what's been going on with St. Peter.
None.
You know. None. And, that's about it. Oh, fuck you, Jesus!
So there we go. New voicemail from St. Peter. Seemed like an unnecessary string of attacks at the end. What the point of that was. It's off-putting. I'm sorry to say I have not received any emails or tweets from anybody saying, hey, you know, where's St. Peter? Is he okay? Things cool? Things are copacetic? None. Sorry. Wish I had better news for St. Peter. But I do not. Some more parody songs would be helpful, though. Work on that. You get the Blackout album going. Might be able to sell some of that. Look at how boring he is. There's some funny parts. Don't get me wrong, but overall, now I'm very sleepy. Now I'm a very sleepy person. And I just want to get the show over with and go to sleep. Anyway, coming up, we have the results of the holidays poll thread on Twitter. The Would You Rather questions for the people on Twitter. First, as we go to break, I have another TikTok. Sorry, this is the longer one, the long form comedy. I hope to bring to TikTok. Stoner Jesus TikTok. Go check it out. Share it or whatever. So go to break with that. Again, the format is a phone format, so when you put it on the screen, it's very big, and the ratio is like, my head is huge. But I think that just adds to it. After the break, as I said, the Would You Rather poll discussion, Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 3, Verse 9. Give thanks for the Thanksgiving episode that has really no Thanksgiving-related material, but that's fine. Because I think about what you're about to witness will more than make up for it. Hey, everybody. Stoner Jesus here. StonerJesus.net, Stoner Jesus Show. Kind of down today. I've been doing this for over 10 years, writing articles, doing shows, podcasts, videos, stuff like that. I've reached millions of people who have read my work and they've seen me on video and they know the show and they recognize, the Twitter avatar or whatever, and it's great, but I've always felt like, there was more. There's more. I never really blew up in the viral way that I always thought I would. I realized that the key to blowing up on the internet, of course, is showing your titties. So for this, I blame all of you. Titties! Titties.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com. The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com. Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chung is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
I hope everybody's got their vape pen handy or their pipe or their bong or whatever you use to do your medicine.
You don't, it's not a requirement. You don't have to be high for this show.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
I don't know who you're talking to. You have to be high to do anything. At least I do. I don't know about you. In fact, I've been high so long that being straight is another high.
The Tommy Chung Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Your business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Hell yeah, it is. Listener discretion. Listener discretion. Listener discretion. I planned for that too. Coming out of break, I planned what I was going to say. I think that was the problem. Remember, I just consciously plan what I'm going to say. It's not good. Gotta let that shit rip. That's when the genius comes out. That's when the genius flows. Anyway. Listener discretion, bitch. See, I didn't plan on saying that. Worked out just fine. Would you rather? Holidays edition. We did the poll on Twitter. This is chapter 3, verse 9, by the way. Stern Jesus Show. Live. The Thanksgiving edition that lacks any Thanksgiving related material. That's fine. Don't worry about it. Well, there's a Thanksgiving question in this poll, so I guess I'm wrong. There is some Thanksgiving related material. One of the four holidays would you rather questions that we did polls on Twitter was Thanksgiving related. So there, in fact, was the first one. These are the polls on Twitter. They're now over, somebody say 16 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever. I took the screenshots just before the show, but I don't think there was a lot of votes added between then and when the polls ended, which is very soon after. Anyway, those of you watching the video version, here are the first two questions of the Would You Rather Holidays edition. The first one was a Thanksgiving one, hashtag Thanksgiving. Would you rather? You know how would you rather works. You're not dumb. Some of you may be, but still, even if you are dumb, you know how would you rather works. Would you rather do this or that? Thanksgiving edition. Would you rather A, smoke regs with your most annoying cousin for 3 hours, or B, try to sell your grandma a dildo at dinner? Now, first of all, I added trying to sell your grandma a dildo at dinner just because it was funny. I just thought it was funny. So that's why. That's why it was included. Anyway, a couple people picked that. More than a couple. 22%, in fact, said they would rather try to sell your grandma a dildo at dinner. 78%. Smoke regs with your most annoying cousin for 3 hours. I did A and B for the polls because the poll, you only have like 25 characters to fit in an answer. But you have much more leeway and space in the tweet. So I just put A and then the answer. So I don't have to shorten it or truncate it in any way. And then the poll itself, I just put A and B. Much, much easier. I don't know why I didn't think of it before. I don't know why anybody else hasn't thought of it. They all do it some other dumb way. They're doing it the dumb way. I did the smart way. Because it's hard to put smoke rags with your most annoying cousin for 3 hours and then 25 characters. It's just a difficult thing. The other question was, would you rather for Black Friday? I needed four questions, so I counted Black Friday as a holiday along with Christmas and New Year's Eve. Would you rather on Black Friday, A, fight a 400-pound person for a TV, or B, run naked through Walmart? 58% said run naked through Walmart, while 42% decided that they would brave the 400-pound person and fight that motherfucker for a TV. So there you go. Those are the first two would you rather questions that are on Twitter. And I said the second two of the holidays edition was Christmas and New Year's Eve. And the very wonderful participation from the people in these very important, pressing questions. These are things you want to know. People talk about the presidential election and dumb shit like that. Fuck that. It's stupid. You want to know, would you rather on Christmas, would you rather slide down a chimney that's covered in hot sauce? You are naked with fresh cuts all over your body. So imagine that. The inside of the chimney is coated with hot sauce. You're naked. Cuts everywhere. You slide down. Or would you be, rather you eat a whole fruitcake from 2006, which is surely going to be spoiled and is surely going to make you sick? It's almost rhymed in a kind of a Christmas sing-songy kind of a way. 64% said they would rather eat a whole fruitcake from 2006. They chose the sickness over what could happen from sliding down a chimney that's covered in hot sauce while you're naked and have fresh cuts all over your body. 36% decided they would go with the chimney. The last question, would you rather holidays edition, New Year's Eve, would you rather A, drink champagne out of a fat man's ass at midnight, which I also put in there because I thought it was funny, much like the selling your grandmother a dildo at dinner, or B, would you rather run naked through Times Square at midnight on New Year's Eve? It's going to be very cold. There's going to be a million people there. You're going to be buck fucking naked. Not surprisingly, more people chose run naked through Times Square at midnight, a whopping 94%. Only 6% said that they would drink to celebrate New Year's Eve at midnight champagne out of a fat man's ass. Thought that would be higher? I guess not. That's shame. That was the choice that was made. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the show. Stoner Jesus Show, live, Chapter 3. Verse 29. StonerJesus.net for all information on the show. Various social media networks, all that. Keep spreading the word. I do more shows. Obviously, I tweet a lot about it at StonerJesus420. Tweet a lot about them at StonerJesus420. A lot of them about. I'm done. Fucking done, son. Follow us on Periscope at StonerJesus420. Turn on notifications so you know when you're live. We're live on YouTube and Periscope and Twitter and Facebook and Twitch. Twitch giveaway is still going on. It's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. It has become a new tradition on the show. I leave you, but then I leave you with even more wisdom. As if my wisdom were not enough. The wisdom of the irrepressible Cardi B. Thanks, everybody, for listening tonight. As always. Peace, bitches.
Y'all motherfuckers going around showing this fucking picture. Now y'all photoshopping it even more. Like, oh, Cardi pussy. First of all, that ain't my pussy. My pussy right here. This is where I birthed my daughter from. This right here, the part that shows, you know, when I go like this, that's just my ass. You know when you got a fat ass? That shit gets fat right there. This part right here, this is the part that gives the dick comfort. You know what I'm saying? This is the part that, like, when you go like this in and out, that's what this nigga feel. That's my ass. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to look at my pussy so bad, y'all should have went see me when I was a motherfucking stripper and I was promoting myself. Like, come see me. Now, too bad.